are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's time for the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Welcome back.
Yes, you survived the chilly weather to come across the bridge here. It's cold out there.
That wind is cold, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have lots of sunshine, which is nice, but it's just basically going to offset the wind. I think that's how it's going to be. So
it's been a weird winter, but we have had our share of wind, haven't we?
We sure have. I've experienced what everybody told me is it gets really windy here, which is, you know, I kind of was a little familiar with that where I lived back in New York. We were on top of a hill.
Oh, were
so
you?
There was always some sort of a wind. So it was just getting me ready for being out here, I think.
Well, you know, out here in the prairie, there's not much to stop it.
No, exactly. Now, we had a little interesting thing happen, a couple days ago, the power outages, and they finally did track down what happened, I hear.
They have, I think I know all of the details. There are lots of different entities involved. But it was a WAPA issue, Western Area Power Administration, and it was a big power outage. And I think what caused it was a surge that knocked out some breakers. And it takes a while to figure out just which breakers. But my understanding is the power outage was from east of Pier to Lower Brule to Eagle Butte to Phillip. And so it wasn't just Pier and Fort Pier that experienced it. And, you know, both we have a generating station for backup, and we're very happy we have that. But it isn't an immediate thing. It takes some work. It takes some expense to get that powered up. There are four generators in that station. And we have a little issue that we've known about for some time that in order to address it properly, it's going to cost anywhere from $250,000 to $400,000. And so that you understand why we haven't immediately made those changes.
Right.
And so when we powered up the gen station, only two generators were able to get going, and that was enough to power part of about two-thirds of Fort Pier, but not the Marion's Garden area or the industrial area on Highway 14. So that area was out for longer than the rest of the town. But anyway, we're glad we have that backup. I noticed there, I'm still getting a lot of questions about it. And why it takes a while to, for that backup system to kick in. And part of the reason is we don't know when the power goes out. Is it a major deal? And do we go to the expense and the time it takes to start the gen station, or don't we? And
So
sometimes it's a communication issue, and sometimes it's a protocol issue. Sometimes it's human. But anyway, we're... and the other thing that complicated the situation was that the phone system in our city offices was knocked out, and so people couldn't even call or get anyone to talk to notify the city that they were out of power. And it takes a while, you know, it takes a few minutes to figure out how widespread is this power outage. So I think we all learned a little bit from it, and we'll probably try to improve some of our communication, but some things just can't be helped.
Right. You just, you know, assess the situation, learn from it, so that when something happens again, you know, maybe things will be a little bit smoother, a little bit quicker, just depending on what's happening.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're getting closer. Here we are in February. Elections aren't very far away in
they
Fort
aren't.
Pier.
They aren't. They aren't. Our election will take place the second Tuesday in April, I think that's the 13th, and Bob Ricketts, who has been on the council for, I think, 36 years, has decided that he's not going to run again, so his seat in Ward 2 is open. We have one individual who has already circulated petitions and turned them in, and that's Callie Iverson, and another individual has picked up, a couple of other of people have picked up petitions, but we never know whether they're going to be turned in until the last minute.
Right.
And then there will be two seats open in Ward 3, which is very unusual because we normally alternate, and we have there are two aldermen in each ward, three wards, and normally every year there's just one person from each ward who is up for re-election.
Okay.
This year, because of Mike Weisgram's resignation to run for the legislature or to serve in the legislature, Randy Seiler was appointed, and he needs to run for a one-year term. Todd Bernhardt is up for his two-year term, so it's we'll have quite a few people on the ballot, and it will be very different this year than it normally is, but so should be a good election.
Most definitely. So plan to get on out and cast your votes in April.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
So, well, we appreciate you coming over and braving the cold.
Well, I'll go blow back across the bridge.
There you go. Catch a headwind and save some gas.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for stopping in, Mayor.
Thank you, Dave.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning here on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Vista Care.